and we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks so much to our previous caller. I didn't get a chance to thank him for his call.
Yeah, that was a good question, and we'll look forward to providing more information, and we really are going to try to get Christy here and start talking about it. But in January, we're going to do a real official rollout and get into a lot of details, but we're still trying to get the legs of it. But again, emphasize to the listeners, this is a community-wide project. We're going to be looking for lots of volunteers working on different kinds of topics and projects. And so as we continue to roll that out in the months ahead, but officially in January, there'll be a website, so the community, that'll be a public website, so the people can go and get data and information and updates on what all the work groups are working on and where they can plug in and give their opinion. So it's going to be a very good and a truly community regional program.
All right. And previously, before we got the call, a very good call, by the way.
Yes.
We were going through a bit of business openings around the town. And let's just jump right back on it.
Well, we finished with Ross's Dress for Less, which just opened Saturday. And you said you've been there, Nick. So I have not had a chance to get there yet.
Did you find something that fit nicely?
Actually, I tried on one shirt and it didn't fit perfect. I was more there because Lauren wanted to check it out.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually went to
So it's not just dresses. I've never been in one of the stores.
Oh, no. They have
men's clothing, too?
Oh, yeah. They have a wide swath.
I'm going to sit back and shut up and let you do your show.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, we're going to try this. If we're going to be a co-host someday, you know, we may want to.
Yeah. Sometimes I just have to take a back seat, Lyle.
Yep. Okay. Here we go.
Now's the one.
All right. Well, opening later, coming up, there's lots of projects that we always have in the greater Manhattan area, and I'm always glad to go through this list. But over in Aggieville, they've got several things happening over there, and that is one is the where the Dusty Bookshelf used to be. There was that big fire that occurred. They're finally working on that building at 700 North Manhattan Avenue and getting it fixed up and getting it to be able to reopen. Also in Aggieville, beginning in January, we're told that the construction of the new Courtyard by Marriott Hotel will get underway. That's been in the works for over a year and a half now, and so that is going to be right across the street from the Bluemont Hotel. And a great addition to that whole area. Also, we have there's a new building at 14th and Laramie. A lot of people, this is right across from Burger King in Aggieville. And, of course, that Burger King got remodeled. That's has reopened about 30 or 45 days ago. That closed down for about a month, 5 weeks or so while they redid that. But right across the street facing to the south of that, there was about four houses there. They've all been torn down. And there's a project, probably either a three-story or four-story building that will be located there at the corner of 14th and Laramie, and probably construction on that kind of a facility. They're working with the city now and some conversations of what, but our understanding is there may be some retail on the main floor, an office space on the second floor, and maybe a floor or two of apartments. That's our initial understanding, but they got to work through all of those issues with the city. But at some point, probably mid to late 2019, construction will start on some form of a building at that site. Ames Realty, they're currently across the street by Orange Sky Yoga, and but they're moving to a new location in there. If we go way out on the west side of Manhattan, out by the airport, under construction right now, Kansas Gas is building a brand new regional facility for their offices, and going to have a nice training facility there. So we're really happy that Kansas Gas right now is in the Westar building on Seth Child, but because of the merger that has occurred with the utility company, and because both Westar and Kansas Gas have been expanding in this region with the numbers of employees, both needed to separate. So somewhere about November of this year, they will have a brand new facility and be moving into. And again, this is out at the Manhattan Business Park, which is right to the southwest of the Manhattan Regional Airport. Downtown, There are several things happening. Rethink Nutrition is going to be eventually going into 1201 Points Avenue. The Flint Hills Builders Association is going to relocate to 216 South 4th. These are things that have not occurred yet. And then we don't have a name, but there's a new fitness center that is looking like it's going to go into 212 South 4th Street. So some things down there. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, there's going to be a Southeast Neighborhood Recreational Center at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. Construction is to begin in late 2018 or early 2019. That's one of three indoor recreation facilities that we're going to have. This one is the city received a grant, and they're going to move ahead with that one. They're also working, the voters approved continuation of a sales tax initiative to fund two other indoor rec facilities, which are going to be eventually at the two middle schools, and I think that's about a couple of years away from happening. If we go over on the northwest side of town to Grand Mere and the Colbert Hills area, Schultz Construction has two new residential areas called Prairie Village that are under construction. The First Christian Church has relocated, or is in the process of relocating, out in Grand Mere. Their new building is new church is under construction, and I don't have a time frame when that's supposed to be done, but was just by there the other day, and they're making some big progress. So they're relocating out of the downtown to a new facility. Wainwright Eye Care at Vanesta Place, again, this is all out in the Grand Mere area, is building a brand new building, and it is well under construction. I don't have a time frame on that, but it is well into its construction period. Colbert Hills itself, the golf course, has some long-range plans and they're working on them now, where there's K-State is going to build a little bigger golf facility out there. They're going to expand the clubhouse to give them some more restaurant and event space out there. So they're working on some plans. Don't have any dates yet for that. If we jump out to the east side of Manhattan, going out on Highway 24, Robbins Commercial Trucks is going to build a facility at Highway 24 and XL Road. And then another major development, construction is underway at Heritage North. There's Heritage South, where there's a lot of buildings and facilities that are big stoplight. And on the north side, or on the north side of the street, there's a new women's health group and some new physician offices that are going to be that are under construction right now in the Heritage North area. So some new medical facilities for our community, which are always very welcome. Stag Hill area, Genesis Health Club is going to build their new facility, and I think people will start seeing more construction happening there later in 2018. Frontier Construction is going to move into the old DJ Carpenter building. And of course, I know you have lots of people come in and talk about NBATH. So you kind of have the up-to-date information at Kimball and Denison. And again, we understand that that is on schedule, timetable-wise. So that's always good news. So we're looking again in that 2021-2022 time frame. That's something we've been talking about here on K-Man for years and years when it was approved, and then we had to wait till we got the federal funding, and then it's a project that takes 5 years to build. So it's a long project. I won't be here to do the ribbon cutting for that facility, but very exciting for our community, our region, and our state.
And Lyle, I think it's time for our last break of the morning, and we'll finish those up and then try to get through as many of our other mini topics to get into before we get out of here. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with higher rates. Call